We talk a lot about relationships here on the show, and because everybody deals with them in your life, in your personal life, in your work life, and all that stuff. But, you know, especially when you're on the prowl and you're looking for someone to kind of be in your world, you know, those you can hit some major deal breakers early on in a relationship, like finding out someone maybe wants an open relationship.
And that's a philosophy you probably didn't line up with.
Yeah, and you're like, oh, well, I thought we were going to be exclusive. And they're like, no, babe.
No, babe. No, babe.
No, babe.
I got the babes. Ow. All right.
No, babe.
All right.
But sometimes things don't click for the smallest possible reasons. All right. There are several that are online that are kind of going through the pettiest dating red flags, and I thought some of them were pretty humorous. We'll mix some of yours in as well, 502-795-1997. Like, their ideal home temperature is lower than 70 degrees.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, then you're going to be freezing all the time.
No. Oh.
70 is comfortable.
No.
For everybody.
It's blazing.
It's not blazing.
It's like sitting on the surface of the sun.
Oh my gosh. Seriously?
Yes.
Yeah, not in our house. Nice and comfortable.
If it's
68, my nose is frozen.
Are you kidding me?
1,000%.
I have it at 65.
During the day when
yes.
you're walking around?
Yes. 65. And
I might be able to sleep in that if I have like 15 covers.
And my daughters, they'll be like, oh, it's cold. I'm like, guess what? Sweatshirts are a great invention.
Put on some more clothes,
That's
kids.
Right. That's right.
Grab a blanket. Put on a robe.
That's right. You're
Build a 70.
See, look, you and I would have never worked out.
See, yeah, no.
we'd have never worked
70
out.
70 is where it's living. And then at night, it can go down to 68.
Oh, my God. No, 65, maybe even up to 68. And I'm like looking around going, who messed with the thermostat?
Wow.
Yeah.
So were all your ladies built the same way? Or have they just had to put up with that?
All three of my daughters are like, this place is freezing.
Right.
Whenever
they
we come
here.
They
live in an igloo?
My wife and I are cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you guys are together on that. But the poor daughters are suffering.
But you know what? That's part of childhood. Put a coat on.
Builds character.
Yeah.
I was freezing my entire childhood. Builds character.
The pettiest deal, red flag deal breakers. I got the ick from a guy I was dating because I watched him run to catch a coin that had fallen and started rolling away. Sounds frugal.
Okay. Wow. Wowie.
Jared texted in, 67 degrees. Don't touch the thermostat. Grab a hoodie.
Oh, see, my gosh.
See, I'm thinking, you know what? 67 and even that's kind of pushing it. I'm like.
That's pushing it to be too hot.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I will say that's probably the max with which I can be of comfort. So, like, 65 to 67, probably good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Someone said, I don't think I could date someone with a peanut allergy. I love peanut butter too much. Red flag.
Oh, gosh.
That's a petty red flag.
Like I'm not giving up peanut butter for you.
You know what? Honestly, that sounds kind of like funny, but I could see that being a serious thing where you're like, you mean to tell me? That'd be like someone who has a chocolate allergy and was like, I will break out. I might need to have... some sort of inner like shot if I am around chocolate. I can't have chocolate.
Okay. Wow.
And then you, chocolate lover, what do you do?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that'd be tough.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, my gosh.
Amy texted in, my wife sets the thermostat at 64. We've had words.
Oh, yeah. 1,000%.
I love we're going through the pettiest dating red flags and everybody's hung up on the where you're setting the thermostat. I love it.
That's like the biggest issue in the marriage.
Oh, shoot. That's funny.
Wow.
Another one. I don't date anyone who's new to the city. I'm not interested in becoming someone's personal tour guide.
Are you serious?
Like, hey, I'm new to Louisville. Hey, let's hang out. It's like, no, I'm going to need someone who knows that this used to be a Kmart here and that this...
This is just not going to work.
And this was the Jim Porters and you know what?
If
it's not here anymore.
That, we can't have a future.
Yeah, and if... Right, exactly. That's funny.
Oh, wow.
That's funny.
So many people still weighing in on the temperature thing.
More petty red flags for dating. If their ex isn't what I consider to be good looking.
Oh.
You're like, okay. Hang on a second. You dated, they're hideous. And you're dating me now?
Like, yeah, that doesn't jive.
Right, right. We need to be on a similar hotness scale.
Yes.
We can't be on different planets when it comes to hotness. We need to be on similar hotness scale.
1,000%. 1,000%.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
I do like Morgan texted in a little dating red flag. I will not date anyone who eats their steak cooked more than medium. Anything past medium, you might as well eat beef jerky.
That's true. But is that a really dating deal breaker?
That's what she's saying.
Like, you can just let people order what they want to order.
Nope, not
right?
for her.
No? Okay.
Not for her. If they are the youngest sibling.
Okay.
So I married.
I can't control that.
I married the oldest of three. I am the oldest of four. So what you're the oldest, right?
Yeah.
What's Michael in the pecking order?
He's the oldest.
So I could see how an oldest and the youngest could like mix oil and water.
I take that back. He's oldest with his biological siblings, but he was youngest growing up with the siblings he grew up
yeah,
with.
Okay. Okay.
His, yeah. So, right. And well, his brother made some mistakes, so he was always trying to like be the good one.
Oh, okay. So he wasn't stereotypical youngest sibling.
Yeah, no.
Because I look at my sister, who's the youngest, and I'm like, yeah. Stereotype.
1,000%. My sister was the one that sneaking some of mom and dad's vodka and then filling it back up with water.
Yeah, I look at my youngest daughter and go, yeah, you're falling right in line with the youngest. So, anyways, yeah, petty dating red flags like this. We can jump into some more if you've got them. 502-795-1997. Loving some of the texts that we've been receiving. Just the petty dating red flags. I mean, there are some huge deal breakers. Like cheating, wanting to be in an open relationship.
Sure, that's an obvious one. But it's not petty.
Not liking banana peppers on your pizza.
That's petty. Very petty.
Well, speak for yourself.
Petty.
Another one. I seriously dated three guys named Dave. A man named Dave would have to be an 11 out of 10 for me to go this route again.
I'm done with Dave's.
I'm done with Dave. If your name is Dave, sorry. That's a deal breaker.
I've done my time in Dave land. I'm not going back. I moved out.
Another text from a listener. I once dumped someone for their O face. I couldn't handle it.
Seriously?
Oh my gosh.
Turn the lights off.
I can't handle that.
My goodness.
Oh, shoot.
Melanie can't date someone smarter than me. All right.
Oh.
Yep.
Especially if they just go, no. Or if they're correcting you. No. That's not right.
Yeah, no. Oh, that's too much.
Lisa texts in Birkenstocks or any other strappy sandals on a man. That is a petty red flag.
Oh, gosh. Well, I guess of a certain age, maybe we should stop wearing Birkenstocks all over the place, right?
I don't know. They are comfy, though.
Well, okay.
Bad music taste. Because when they give me compliments, I'd think, but your taste is terrible.
Wow. Listen, I don't have the same taste in music as my husband. It's not a deal breaker. He just listens to his music and then...
You listen to yours.
Exactly.
It's fine. These don't these don't apply to you,
Kelly. I'm just saying these people are letting small little things get in the way of a lifetime of love and happiness.
That's what's making our segment.
Okay.
That's what this segment's all about. Andrew the Love Doctor texts in and says, listen, outside of the whole thermostat thing, sounds like a lot of Gen Z texting in.
Yeah, that could be.
Yeah, because we said one of them was ideal home temperature lower than 70 degrees. That's a deal breaker. I'm like, could never work.
That is comfortable.
Could never work.
70 is comfortable.
65 to 67.
Dare I say 71? Is pretty good too. 71.
You might as well just put me on the surface of the sun.
Okay, you're just gonna spontaneously combust in my house.
My wife is she turned the thermostat up to 70 when my daughters were there because they were complaining it was cold. And I come in and I'm like,
you spontaneously combusted?
And I could feel the heat. I could feel the heat, and I'm just like, who, what?
Daddy's dying.
I am literally dying. I am incinerating in my own clothes.
My goodness.
All right. Anyways.
Wow.
Ah, this is a fun little adventure, wasn't it?